Oh.
Hello, my darling. Hello, my honey. Hello, my glad time gal.
I hear it's a good day for you.
It is. It's a good day because my dad's here.
It's a good day for singing a song, and it's a good day for moving
smoking
along.
A bong.
Oh, I fucking right.
It's a good day.
How
you're
could
so
anything be
man.
Wrong? Oh, I love this combo already. Do you know what I bought at Aldi? I just bought at Aldi, and I thought I got shafted for a second. I bought a bottle of their rosé, which has changed labels, and suspiciously all of the whole label is in French. So I'm sitting there wondering, was it the steaks that put me over my budget, or was it the rosé? And I'm looking at it and going, it's all written in French. And I'm like, only the real champagne's allowed to be all French. And I'm thinking, maybe I just made a mistake. I got home and looked at the receipt, and it was only $8. And I've gone, phew.
Oh, that's all right. Yeah,
but still.
Imported. Is it imported or just bullshit French?
No, it's just bullshit French.
Yeah, the Germans do that. That's Aldi, you know. Just
yeah,
they lost
right.
The war. Or did they?
Well, I think they're winning the evolutionary war with all their brain science they've done. But anyway.
They've had
a heap of brainy philosophers for, you know, a long time. Germans have done some thinking, but they also done some stupid
shit. Not the
shit
thinking,
too.
I mean the chemical science they've done to our brains and our planet.
I do my own.
Yeah, well, I prefer my own too. I prefer my own also, B.
Yeah, my brine. Yeah.
If you would like to do some of Trudy's, you can try Pain Drain.
Pain Drain. Oh yeah, that'd be nice.
You did. You had some on your back before. You had some on your back before.
Oh yes, that's right. It got rid of your irritation, didn't it?
That's
right.
Yes.
Yeah,
so
I like it better the way that he said it before. You gotta do it again.
Trudy, I'd like to let my dad endorse your Pain Drain product, which I put on his back today.
Yes, well, on arriving at my daughter's house, I suddenly noticed extraordinary pain to my ass. Thanks to Trudy's special Pain Drain cream, my ass has totally disappeared. Thanks to the handy instructions on how to sit on your coccyx, I've been able to now lead a normal life again. Thank you.
Thanks, Dad.
For more instructions, visit USR.
Handy those instructions, yeah.
Oh, that's funny. How to sit on your coccyx. Oh, we've sit on it well.
I do.
We've sit on it well, for sure.
I do, yeah. Yeah. You'll have to come down to the Rainbow Region where we can show you some amazing remedies. Yeah.
Well, you're both New South Welshmen listeners. We have a lot of international listeners. I'm in Queensland, where my darling daddy did procreate with lovely mummy and make me, and I was born in the Royal Brisbane Hospital. Dad has consistently denied his paternity my whole life.
See, we import all the weird stuff from Queensland, like bananas and shit.
I know.
Well, you've been also, you got imported my weird father into Northern New South Wales, which he fits in quite appropriately.
I've added the brown.
Twitchy fits,
rainbow.
Did you say? He has twitchy fits in New South Wales, because I didn't.
Oh, yeah. I have. Which bit are you in? Which bit are you?
I mean, I'm in the bit that's shaped like Blacktown, suspiciously near Quakers Hill.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well, yeah.
Blacktown is the place
where we
smoke bongs.
Yeah, well, I'm fabulously placed halfway between Nimbin and Byron Bay. How's that?
Is that why she calls it Nimbin? Why do you call it Nimbin?
Nimbin?
Yes, because it's Nimbin, mate. Nimbin.
Not when I'm there. No.
And he's been there a lot.
Now I know where you get it from, Louise.
No, we call it the bin. Yeah, go to the bin. Yeah.
Really? Okay.
Nimbin's good.
I've never had the honour of being invited to Nimbin.
Nimbin, but you can come to Yukai or Yukai, we call it. And,
yeah, I'd like to come to Yukai.
It's very special. We're having the unicorn's other ball there.
Oh.
The Unicorns Ball about 2 or 3 weeks ago, and we're having another. The Unicorns having another ball.
I was going to say 3 weeks ago might be a bit late notice.
But that's it. No, he's going to have balls every month. He's going to have Unicorn balls every month.
Cool. So and that then, means like he gets like six sets. That's good.
Yeah. And the after parties are amazing after the Unicorns ball. So you must come up for one of those.
I will for sure.
Yeah, they're on the map. You can probably find them on Facebook under Unicorns Ball or something like that.
I'll have a look at that.
Yeah.
I don't do Facebook. That's what I said to Dad.
I don't either.
I only do Facebook for the musical friends I've got on there. The rest of it's really a sham and it's really a bit hard and it's all that.
Well, I've been shooting a whole lot of clips that have gone on Facebook, but I haven't got Facebook to look at them, so I just see them while we're doing them. And that's a sort of nice way for bands to get their stuff out there, I guess. Nobody buys anything anymore.
Well, that's the thing. You've got to really push it, and you're pushing it for nothing, and you're developing all that skill. And at the moment, for example, I'm going to have to take about a six-month hiatus because the doctors have just screwed with my voice again.
Yeah.
I don't know if Louise can explain.
Yeah, and I understand how you got to, when you get nodules and things taken out, you got to lose it 6 months or a year.
The medication, Trudy's talking about the medication that she's on for her psychiatric, for her bipolar.
Yeah, right.
And it has side effects such as it affects her voice and poor thing lactates all the time. Mm. Lovely stuff. Yeah, so it's kind of bullshit, but that's the system. Guess what? The system's bullshit. Yeah. It's broken.
Absolutely it is. But guess what? I've got my goal setting now with Blair, and I'm doing goal setting around.
Is Trudy's life coach.
Cool.
And he's actually quite good. He's into a lot of metaphysical concepts, so we get along quite well. And he's open to all viewpoints. He doesn't sit there and tell you you're full of shit, you know what I mean? So he's someone I can get along with. So building that rapport at the moment, and this is the fourth session I've had, but I'm hanging out for the next one. So quite good at keeping me out of hospital he's been.
Yeah, well, that's an important thing. You know, you've got to somehow keep yourself reasonably level, not too bumpy, eh?
Yeah, well,
self-care for the win.
For the win, yeah.
Self-care for the win. Dad rocks the metaphysical as well, don't you, Dad? You've got metaphysical beliefs.
What do you mean?
Like you believe in stuff. Like you believe that there's more to in magic and
absolutely. I practice it on a continuous basis along with all the people I kind of live with. Yeah, you know, we don't do it nearly as well as we'd like to, but we have there's magic happening all the time because we're sort of generally onto how it works. Yeah.
Yeah,
so we're having a bit of fun with it at the moment with stuff, and it'd be interesting. It's interesting to put it in a practical kind of application.
Absolutely.
And then, with getting all the intent right and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah. Trudy and I do candle magic. I'd done metaphysical work, but I hadn't done candle magic before meeting Trudy, and so we light candles with setting intentions.
Yeah,
and we do that. We do a lot of that kind of stuff. So, could you give me an example, Dad, of something like that you might do?
I gave you my good line about intent, didn't I?
Give it to me too.
Look, I wish you could see my Adopt an Activist logo because it's like three A's, but they're three teepees.
Yeah.
Right, so you can imagine three teepees side by side with a little line across that turns them into an A. A little bit of smoke coming out the top.
Yeah.
And Adopt an Activist, and it's got with good, and I do good. My goods are God. It's like.
Yeah, right.
The two O's are the, what do you call that thing, Vesica Pisces, whatever it's called, where they overlap a third.
Like a Venn diagram.
And And but there's a male female as well. They've got the little arrow and the cross thing, you know, little.
So where can I see this at? Where can I see this?
Well,
at?
I'll put it up on my Instagram, which is Louise the artist, on Instagram, and I'll pop it up there because Dad, you sent it to me, so I've got it. Yeah, okay, you sent me a picture, so
it's
yeah,
only a little roughy, yeah.
Yeah, but I'll pop that up. So Trudes, what have you got happening at the moment? Have you got anything to plug?
Oh, look, I've done my share. I did that Parish episode today with Parish Mabarak, who I've been playing with. So he's pretty much the coolest thing since sliced bread to me at the moment. And so I did a full episode and I finally got him on my podcast. It's only taken me 2 months, 3 months now.
I've listened to it, but I've only heard him as Gary.
Oh no, you got to hear the next bit.
Dad got here and stuff, but the bit where he's pretending to be his agent Gary is hilarious. I sent him a text saying I want to interview Gary about me being one of his, because he said, you know, if you want me to represent represent me, Gary. I'm going to do it from cool. Lulu Island.
I told him about Gazza. Remember Gazza?
Oh, yes, my character Gazza. And I
said, Lulu spoofed me with Gazza on Anchor. And, like, I'm going, hello, who's this? Hello. Like, uh-huh. And, right. So, yeah, this Gary name. And my dad's name, obviously, as you know, was Gary. So.
Oh, the Gary connection.
Your dad wasn't Gary Glitter, was he? No.
No, not that bad, not quite.
It's the only Gary I know of. Yeah.
Gary Lee Newell, actually.
Gary Lee Newell?
Yes.
I like the Lee bit, that's pretty cool.
Yeah,
I hope he wasn't a country singer, was he?
No, but he was kind of a cunt.
But do you know what? There's
there's
a lot of Newell musicians. I'd like to trace my family heritage and see, because there's a lot of Newell musicians I found out, and there's a few Parsons musicians.
I think you're probably mishearing it. I think there are a lot of Mule musicians.
Well, I know similar, I'm a bit of an lazy ass sometimes. Yeah.
They're lazy bastards. You can't get them to do anything.
Dad, that's a bit. I'm trying to do a bit.
He always says that. Yeah.
You guys are funny. So did you put the heat pack on, Lulu, with the
pain drain? I did. I put the pain drain on first and then the heat pack that your mum makes. And so I asked Dad if he'd be willing to call in and do a bumper to your station.
I hope that you get sued.
My dad, I hope you get sued. B, I hope you get sued green. That's my dad. B Green.
Yeah, come up to you call.
Your middle name's not as cute, cool as Lee. I hope you get sued is a very unusual middle name.
Yeah, right.
He changed it so that he could move to northern New South Wales and bring the brown into the rainbow.
Yeah, that's right. I brought the brown into the rainbow. That's right.
I don't get that reference. I've lost you.
It's I don't know. He's just
brown in the rainbow until I got there.
Yeah, rainbows don't have brown, so he's kind of.
They do if you look at them fast enough.
Well, there you go. Is that that's the secret? Dad's really the flash. that's why it looks like a flying turd.
Guess what I bought, Luke? Guess what I bought?
A turtle.
I bought a swimming costume, but guess what? I don't think it's going to fit me because I didn't try it on. I bought a size 16 top and an 18 bottom because that's the way things are looking. But it looks like the 18 bottom is going to be too big, but the 16 would have been too small. Yay, Kmart. Because I thought maybe you and I might go to the pool or the beach or somewhere cool because my house is a shithole and it's really hot.
Yeah, because listeners, I am planning to go and visit Trudy in approximately 1 week's time.
Yay!
Providing everything goes to plan and money and things like that. If you want to support, if you want to help Trudy and I get together
again,
you can put some money again, like for the second time. We met on Anchor and then we met in real life when I caught a train down to visit Trudy, and I'm going to catch a train down again, and on the way I'm going to visit my dad because it's kind of on the way, And yeah, so but you can put it into Trudy's got a what's your
it's CND Sydney, so CANDD Sydney SYDNEY, and that's my PayPal me address, so it's just paypal.me for
and so you might put that in the podcast description. So if anybody wants to make any donations towards helping us get to get to Sydney, then pop it there. Just, that will help every little bit. Like, even if you put $2 in there, that will just, like, it, to ease the burden, because Trudy and I are both on government welfare. And so that's what, how we have time to do all this stuff.
Yeah, we give it away, give it away now.
Yeah, because we're.
Because we love you all, that's why.
And we love you all.
We're government sponsored.
Yeah, this love is brought to you by the Australian government. Government, which is supported by the Australian people.
Yeah.
Some days. Good.
All right, we'll send money to my address too. adopt an activist.
Yeah,
definitely, adopt an activist.
It will be very soon, we'll have it up there. I've got a meeting on Wednesday to get it all happening. And I've got some really weirdo high rollers in mind to fund it.
Ooh.
I'd love to mention the names, but that'd be unlucky.
Yeah, don't do that. That's terrible.
Seriously fucking weirdo people with money, yeah.
Yeah, well, that's the best ones, isn't it?
Absolutely, yeah. So I'm just sort of making myself kind of known around the edges of them at the moment, so that when they see, I'll get Louise to send you my PAL one as well as my Adopt an Activist.
Okay, good.
PAL is protecting our water.
Oh, yes, for sure. I'm a big thing about water at the moment.
Good. Yeah. Well, I'll send this to you because I see this as being a template to be used nationally by not just Tweed Water Alliance, but all the other people who, so that, they can all get T-shirts and posters and all that sort of shit.
Yeah, right.
High quality stuff, so that they can get activated and people from, groups of other areas can go stick the T-shirts on and, go to protest things at councils and so forth, as we do. We had about 200 of us in council last week. Cool. And, it's good. It's good. Non-violent activism.
I go spin some cotton for my bunch of shirts. They take a little longer, but...
I don't know.
You spin me right round,
like a record.
I want everyone to give us their secondhand T-shirts that don't fit them or whatever else, or that they're bored with, and we'll print on them.
Oh, cool. Yeah.
And then we'll give them away as free shirts, with a donation thing. And hopefully everyone will donate about $2 and that'll cover the printing cost.
Yeah, right. That sounds like a good idea.
We want to get coverage. We want to get numbers out there rather than raise money with the shirts. We want to
get
them
at
a cost price and get a lot of them out there. So.
Yeah, well, if there's anyone to do it, it would be you, wouldn't it?
Well, yeah, I've got a crazy mate up the road who's an equal sort of a tripper who's a very good screen printer and artist. And I just spent the day with him yesterday and he loves all the stuff, so we're going to get into it next week. Yeah. So you'll be able to order a shirt soon. When we got some pictures, I'll get Louise to send you one.
Yeah, I'll put that'll be on my Louise the Artist on Instagram.
Yay, she went over to Instagram. I said to Louise, go. And Louise went. And I was like,
I did.
Wow,
and now,
Artie Lou,
can also, artielou.com, artylou.com now points to my Instagram page. I should be saying that. So, yeah, because I was trying to rock WordPress and it was just too hard.
It's a
and
pain in the bum, the interface.
Yeah,
sucks.
So I'm going to, my other place to be. If you can't find me through Anchor or the podcast is on Instagram now. Mm. So, which I used to do, I did a lot of Instagram stuff, like arty Instagram things. So, and I've got, I did a little music video clip to a song, Freedom's Not a Nasty Word, which is by Trudy here. And I sing it and do the harmonies, and it's got Damien Black's beats underneath, and I've got Wonder Woman dolls like dancing around to
it. Have you shown your dad that clip yet?
No, I haven't. I'll show them when I, get off the phone.
It's fantastic that you should see it.
Wonder Woman.
Pardon?
I love Wonder Woman.
Yeah, who doesn't, mate? Who doesn't?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. Can't wait.
All right, well, that sounds like a wrap.
Absolutely, with salad and chicken, and I'm starving, can you tell? And steak, and dinner's coming. I know it is. I know it is. I have faith that dinner will
be coming. Oh, my God, honey, so is Christmas.
I think we're having hamburgers tonight. I think it's hamburgers. I remember hamburgers.
Oh, well, I'm glad to know that you will have a proper hamburger, which will have a slice of tinned beetroot on it that our friends in the US do not understand because they're heathens.
They definitely are. If they haven't had beetroot on a hamburger, they've never had a hamburger.
Yeah, you can have both the dill pickle and the beetroot. That's nice.
Oh, yes. Absolutely. Absolutely. There's no other way.
Yeah.
All right, guys, on that note, I'm going to go.
Yeah, yeah. Let's fix my appetite.
Cheers. See you later.
Bye.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Say all over 715. Always want to know the musical structure of this song, whether it is 715, because chords, there's in chords, there's chord 7, chord 1, and chord 5, and that goes up to chord 8. In fact. So yeah, I don't know. I'm not that smart. This, as you can hear, is Mr. Robert Rowe. Friend of mine, good friend of mine on Facebook. Love his music. I'm gonna link it in the show notes. Go buy some today. Please. I'm gonna put this up as an episode soon. Today, hopefully. This guy calls himself a punk rock engineer. No, he doesn't. He thinks he's not talented. I think he's a joker. Mr. Robert Rowe. I had a conversation with him and recorded it all at Halloween. After my first Halloween episode didn't happen, I queued this all up and I thought, fuck it, I'll do a late Halloween episode. So it's been queued up in my, in my door, in my digital audio workstation for weeks, waiting on another interview, because the first interview I did not work. Anyway, it worked. I forgot to save it before I exited because I got tired after doing it and I didn't have it set to autosave. Actually, you know what? I should check the autosave. I'd say, excuse me, good morning. It's 1 o'clock. Well, it's 2 o'clock now, probably. Yeah, 2:11. Good morning. Hope everyone slept well. Have a really wonderful whatever internet time, whatever internet place you are at. Here on Undies Funded Records and Radio, your home of all things Trudy. You're well. You've done it again. I had Sing Song Saturday today. It's Sunday here because we're in the future. But I have to remember to send him a file. I know. Lucky. Here on my sesame snap. Yucky. Yucky. I was enjoying that. I know it's not diet food. But I just gotta shove in what goes in at the moment. And quite honestly, with these side effects, the instant rage is a fucking piss off. You know? I tell you what, I go through so much trouble to fucking moderate my propensity for temper. And I'm not good at it at the moment. And it's a side effect. It's an adverse effect. It's one of the adverse effects of this medication at higher dosages. I'm not sure about the interaction between them. All I know is I'm sick of being a grumpy cunt. I'm sick of flying off the handle at everything. And I'm going to show people how to do pastel tantrums today. Pastel tantrums brought to you by tears and associated outbursts. I'll get my pastels out today. And I will do a Facebook Live or some such that demonstrates. That's if I have a good day. If I have a bad day, I might just see my psychologist. She's coming here, thank God. I don't have to go anywhere. Otherwise, I wouldn't be pursuing treatment. So this is one done, published in a minute, isn't it? Lucky I didn't drop Robert's actual music yet. Lucky I'm lazy and I've just rendered it and I was testing it. I didn't put a fucking master. I have to check if I put a compressor on the master bus of it. I didn't look. I just had faith that I'd asked Daniel to do it and he did it. And I think he did, but I didn't double check. Oh, the volumes were very different between tracks, which often happens, which is why you need not just track mastering but album mastering. When you're putting tracks on an album together, they really ought to be sitting with the same mastering engineer and go through the same set of ears at least. In my humble fucking broke uninformed opinion, anyway, it's best to have as few opinions in the mix as possible, especially when it comes to working with a bunch of other people. You want everybody to be happy with it. You want the resulting product to play on as many things as possible without sounding gross. You want it to sound classy and classic, and what, how to define classic in the age of fucking digital. As long as it's not crap and people don't throw it away, I suppose. But Spotify sounds different to Apple, sounds different to SoundCloud, sounds different to... You literally have to release across multiple platforms and account for their sound fucking variances. Releasing music is a pain in the freaking bunghole, y'all. Sheena Diane's audio blog has a new episode. I've had a week too, doll. I might try and listen and see how you're going. I gotta find my other headset. Find my headphones. I got so tired I asked Fiona to plug them in last night, so I'm not even gonna start looking for them yet. because I know for a fact they're not in this room. I've looked exactly where she was. She's worn them around her neck somewhere, like I'm prone to do. Anyhow, I'm going to go put this sticky sesame snap down and wash hands. And I might be back, you never know. Depends on how impressed I am with you.